Yo, what's up, you cowards? It's your boy, the Camaro, man. This is another episode of Victory Light. We got a banger today, baby. We're talking about fellow ON, 5-year-old foreign, who thinks he's a YN. Also, why family's not close no more? We get into that, you know what I'm saying, and the reasons why. Also, what really is nepotism? You know what I'm saying, at the end of the day. Also, very important topic, radioactive shrimp. Watch out with your cocktail. All right? Holla at your boy. Stay right there.
A Victory Light.
El diablo, coño, pero.
Coño, man.
Se levantaron mal hoy.
No, tú, mira. A ese tigre no se le puede dar salami ya. Esa vaina le da diarrea.
No, ese tigre, ale, fríele un tofu, ale.
Una
no,
vaina
ese,
ahí.
Ese muchacho lo que necesita es un vaso de avena con agua.
Un vaso de avena, pero ponle el polvo de la fibra. ¿Tú
un
sabes?
Poquito de limón. Eso lo arregla.
Yo, y lo arreglo de una vez.
What is that bag? I've seen that bag of fiber in every Dominican household. Oh. I've never seen it in a store. Where is that bag from, bro?
You gotta figure it out, bro.
You gotta do alchemy, and then it just comes out the floor, like rises out the floor like this.
It's in the fucking same bag that Eddie Murphy and Martin was wearing in Life.
El Diablo.
Like, they got the same, it's like the jail suit bag. I'm like, why they got the jail suit bag in every store in DR, man?
Yeah,
what the
bro.
Fuck?
Shit crazy.
Yo. That motherfucker sell water in bags,
that's
bro.
What I was saying.
So don't question it.
I was like, yo, how do y'all, what if there's like a bump in the road? You know what I'm saying?
That's he your business, bitch. Once you pay that
fee, that's it. You know what I mean?
Give a fuck.
Yeah. Yo, the most fucked up thing you could do to one of them dudes is like just throw like a razor blade in the back of the trunk.
Yeah.
When they close the door and then they get there and it's just like a trunk. It's just an empty bag.
Yeah,
like, yo,
bro.
Go on, yo.
Yeah. Ordering food from the Colmado in DR, but you live on a back road that hasn't been paved since the Trujillo. since the reign of Trujillo. So you order a yaroa, you open that shit look like horrors beyond your imagination.
Fam. It looks like crazy. You ate it and like regurgitated it into the styrofoam, which they still use it heavily in the y'all gotta please stop that.
Yeah, man.
You know don't tell them motherfuckers what to do with your dumb American jersey ass.
I know.
That motherfucker's been over there fighting for their dear life.
Y'all fighting for your dear life and I'm fighting for my dear life over here. I gotta go over there. So please stop using styrofoam. So when I get there, it's nice.
This is some real white shit. This is some real white American shit right here.
But I'm not saying
it's
like,
yo, I'm not over there, but for when I do, can y'all get y'all shit together?
Get it together. Listen, that's I'm going to help. I got 4 bum-ass kids. I'll send them niggas today. To start
right now today.
Southwestern. I don't even care if y'all niggas fly to DR. You do today.
That's right, baby.
Okay? And drop them off in Miami. They'll swim the rest of the way.
And you know what else we dropping off today, baby? It's just another fucking heater on Victory Light.
God,
you know what I'm saying?
Damn it, you know what fucking time it is.
We got the Kid Merrill, the human durag, flap in the building. We got the super bitch of NY looking like a rocket in this motherfucker.
Yeah,
looking like
I'll rock something. Yeah,
you know it's hit is giving.
Who asked the man? There's 2 women like, in here.
Missy Elliott and Lil' Kim? Yo, suck it to me. You know what I'm saying? You remember that video? Damn,
yeah,
I'm watching.
I do.
I do
remember.
And Missy dressed up like Mega Man and shit. That was a very creative video.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, joining us, we got the whole
thing. We got a full fucking house today,
this
bro. I feel good in here.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Redactors in the building. You know what I'm saying? Big up. You know what I mean? Victor. Holy moly. Yeah. Guacamole. Victor is here in the building.
Nah, not the boo. That's don't do my dog
damn.
Like
look,
that.
Yeah, very sexy. He don't even speak Spanish no more. He just said he came in. He's just like, gracias.
Motherfuckers. Motherfucker walked in here smelling like the finest spaghetti.
Yeah.
Like the finest spaghetti. It's crazy. It's like he bought a vineyard in Tuscany. Yeah, and of course, you know what I'm saying? Y'all wouldn't be hearing this. And if you would be hearing it, it would be sound very shitty because it wouldn't be the guy. Who knows the guy? It's
Hassan Insane.
Yeah. Big Unk. You know what I'm saying? He's the master of the Unkarhythm. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you go on YouTube and shit and it's just feeding you mad, like, yo, Tribe by 12 instrumental. That's him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right, baby. It's Hassan Insane. He's back. He's black. And we're under attack.
Hassan Insane! Yeah. Yeah. Yo. The most chaotic drop of all time, bro.
Somebody got to do a compilation of all the Hassan drops that we've had.
Yeah.
I would love to hear that drop right before like a Sade blend.
Yeah.
Like it's just like, whoa. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just yeah. Like, whoa. Yeah. Very jarring. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But who else we got in the building, baby? We got the one and only Big Nina in the building.
You know what I'm saying? I said Big Nina. She's diminutive in size, but strong and powerful.
Mm-hmm. You know don't physically dox the people in this room.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because we got none other than Short King Min Tran.
Damn it. You know what I'm saying? The
which
God,
I don't know
is
Min
producer.
Is actually 7 feet. I see him before we get in here.
Yeah.
He shrinks in size to lie to all
so
of us.
So I can
us.
Fit in the door.
Yeah, I've been sleeping on him, bro. He's 6'11".
That's why he's the first one to come in and the fast one to leave.
Yep.
You gotta change shit.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, the last time we took a break, it was because he got a concussion because he hit his head on the door. Mm-hmm. On the way out, you know what I'm saying? That's how tall he is. Very tall.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And it was actually the bottom of the door.
Yeah.
Ow! He hit his head on the bottom of the door.
Yo,
that's right, baby. First 5 minutes, baby. Cock and balls, baby. We getting demonetized, honey.
Jesus Christ!
Oh man.
Yo, speaking of motherfuckers that need to be demonetized. And sent back to school.
That's good.
5-E-O Foreign, the king of spelling things wrong.
Yeah.
Yo, look it up if you don't believe me. Yo, it's on Reddit. Bro, Reddit is an evil place, but it's sometimes like Marshalls.
Yeah.
Reddit is like Marshalls. It's full of garbage, but sometimes you find a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go on there and find 5-E-O Foreign trying to spell Miami.
Bro, he spent way too much time in Mamie, bro.
Mamie?
That's what it was. He spent too much time in Mamie.
He was in the Tussie?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even spell Tussie wrong. But this motherfucker really had the audacity to go up and say that
Jim Jones was more influential than Nas.
Which is crazy to me because...
You got songs with the guy.
You got... A song with Nas. You got songs with Nas. Also, not only do you have songs with Nas, nigga, you're 36.
Yeah.
Ain't no way you grew up on Chief Keef, bro.
Rest in peace, Teddy Ray, man. Yeah,
God
no.
Damn.
Listen, bro. Hold on. I got to hit the cam on him. 5-E-O, you 35 years old. You was born in 1989.
Come on, son.
Listen. Hot 97 was playing Plies and Young Dro.
Come on.
When you was in high school, bro.
Come on.
Let's do the math. Let's do the math real quick. Because now I'm about to go off on you. Now you got Rainy active.
Yo.
Because look, 5-E-O, if he's 35 for real, that means he's exactly one academic quarter above me. I graduated in 2011. He would have graduated in 07. And according to my calculations, if I recall correctly, Chief Keef's seminal album Bang One did not drop until 2011.
Come on.
So how could you have possibly grown up on Chief?
To be fair, we don't actually know if he graduated high school in 07.
Oh!
No, that's what I'm saying. He would have.
That's crazy.
That's why I said he would have.
Hypothetically speaking. I mean, judging from the spelling, bro, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That GED book might still be shrink wrap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but bro, you did not, like, come on, man. You did not grow up on Chief Keef, bro.
Bro, listen. He's one academic thing below you. I'm one academic thing above you. I grew up on Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Yeah.
Okay. Like when I was in the fifth grade, I bought the CD of Doggy Style. Okay.
Yeah.
And I learned that it was no fun if the homies can't get none. So, you know what I'm saying? But that is to say, there's absolutely mathematically, you know, when people be like, yo, the Mets still got a chance. The Yankees still got a chance. And then it's just like, and then they do the posts on like socials. They have been mathematically eliminated from playoff contention.
Yeah.
Nigga, you mathematically eliminated from growing up on Chief Keef, bro. There ain't no way. Yeah. It's mathematics.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, in my head, I'm thinking of Nas because I'm like, yo, imagine being a rap fucking legend and being like, you know what? I'm going to reach down to the youth. You know, I'm going to make music with them. And then you hear this shit. Like,
bro.
Come on,
like,
bro.
I'm going to give you a shot, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be the crusty old head
that's like, fuck
the youth.
Yo.
No. Come up. Do a song with me.
And then you do this.
And that's,
but to be real, to be fair, he didn't really do a song with the youth.
No. He did a song with like his cousin. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like
I'm gonna do a song with Jungle. I'm gonna do a song with 5 year old. They the same age. Don't matter.
Yeah. But that's what get me tight though, bro. That's what get me tight though. Like as a like as an artist, and I'm sure many other artists feel this way. Like having the opportunity to work with a living legend and not knowing their body of work is like a slap in the face to everyone who would give anything for the same opportunity. Bro, I'd sell both my sons to a Romanian mining company right now. Right now for a Nas verse. And you out here that's crazy to me. You're bro, playing in bro face like
he's squandering the social equity, bro.
Nah, bro. This is what I just feel like you let people do music who don't really care about music. You know? Like I understand, like even with the little Yachty situation when they came at him for not knowing Biggie, and Biggie died the year, Rainey told me this, he died the year Yachty was born.
Yeah.
And it's like, obviously, I don't expect you to know that, but I also don't expect you to enter a genre and then just be making shit from scratch. And you just like, oh yeah, I'm just here for the vibes. Like, I don't know what the fuck they talking about. Hey.
This is what rappers be doing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
At some point you got to answer for that. Like at some point you got to do at least a little bit of research. Something, bro.
Well, there's nothing else that you could do without doing a little bit of research. You can't get into like you can't be like, yo, I'm gonna be an author, and then be like, yo, I never read a novel in my life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't be like, yo, I want to be a doctor. I ain't go to school, but yo, listen, I got a scalpel. Nigga.
Yeah, I watched Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. Come on, McDreamy taught me everything I know.
Yeah. Well, YouTuber and political commentator FD Signifier, shout out to FD, you know what I'm saying? He actually brought up a great point about our relationship to the younger generations of hip hop. And his point basically boiled down to, it's your fault, Mero.
It's your fault.
It is.
It's yours. It's your fault.
It is.
You know why it's your fault? Because your fucking generation, all y'all ever do is cook the young guys for not knowing fucking Killuminati by Tupac when they're 22 years old, bro. Be fucking for real. What was that? Wait, did you just do the Malafé laugh?
Malafé.
Yo, more baldokinesis. Yeah. You
know what I mean? Listen, it's my generation's fault. It's not my fault.
No, it's yours.
It ain't my fault. Listen,
Liz, point at him.
I could point at me.
In Mero's defense, he might be the oldest Playboy Cardi fan I know.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
True.
All right.
High five. Yeah. Fine. Double high five. Backwards high five for a minute. Yo, listen, because I do I get in the car with my kids and I play them like classics, you know what I'm saying? Like Suicidal Thoughts, you know what I'm saying? By Biggie and shit.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm like yo. Like you're playing that for a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
No, okay. Sometimes four.
Oh, wow.
Was like, when they was like, I remember very vividly having the three boys, you know what I'm saying? Mero Jr., the second, and the third, you know what I'm saying? The second would be Jr. Mero Jr., the third, and the fourth.
Bro, all you got to say is your kids.
Yeah.
We don't know what the fuck the number is.
Yeah, I try to give them like Roman numerals for class, like
Mero,
I promise you, we don't care.
Like, you just got to say, one of my kids. I'm going to be like, one of the seven.
One of the 36.
What I'm saying?
Including the secret ones.
Yeah. It's like the chain. I got a chamber for each child.
Yeah.
Listen, being in the back of the fucking, shout out to Goldie, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? My Honda Accord. Being in the Honda Accord and playing, I think it was Duke Deuce.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Crunk Ain't Dead by Duke Deuce.
Wow.
And it was in there word for word.
I'm crying. Nah, hold on.
Crazy.
Meryl's whole family in the whip like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? hey. Yeah. Like, going crazy in that bitch, bro.
You see your daughter like,
hey. You got a dangly earring and shit. You're hitting that shit up. Yeah. Bro, they're going crazy. So I've been had them on time. And then I would like mix it up. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, like we go on like a, like, you know, I like music is like mood for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, different music for different times. So one time I was like, yo, damn, you know what I'm saying? When I die, fuck it, I want to go to hell because I'm a piece of shit and it ain't hard to fucking tell. So
it
I was like,
yeah, going to heaven with the goody
goodies, fuck that shit. I like black Tims and black hoodies.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then I was like, yo, you feel that shit? And my daughter was like, I do that. And I was like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I gotta tell you, I feel like the reason I'm fucked up is because I was listening to shit like that.
Come on, like, did we talk about this shit before?
I was 13 listening to Kim by Eminem.
Hello.
Yeah. Like, yo, you're talking about literally killing somebody.
Yeah.
And I'm over here like, yeah, this shit goes stupid.
No.
Like, yo, you got to be insane.
Yo, bro. See, y'all different, man. I be towing the line because my kids are 5 and 7. So I be towing the line. But it's mad funny when I be playing Sing About Me by Kendrick.
Yeah.
And, yo, and it's all yours. When the lights shine off and it's my turn to settle down, my main concern. And then I look in the back seat. Godric's on the window like this.
Oh, your kids about to be mad annoying. Damn. Our kids are going to be annoying for different reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
My kids are going to be the ones that crash into you in front of your house. His kids are going to be the ones that are like,
yeah,
that's problematic.
Yeah, you biracial with type 3A hair. Why do you have a kufi on? Why do you have a kufi on, Godric?
Oh, my God.
He's like, yo, you don't understand the culture.
No. It's like this. you got to flip it. It's like that.
The culture,
yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah. And then... they're going to be wearing throwback Fat Farm in the seventh grade, bro.
A victory light. A victory light.
I've been working, like, on this little family project, right?
Ooh.
And I've been going through a lot of archives, old-ass VHS tapes, years down the line. I think the oldest one I have is from 89.
Shout out Eden, by the way. He be restoring VHS.
Word.
And
shout out to Eden. He's helped me out a lot.
Yeah. If you have a VHS tape that you need restored, holla at Eden.
Holla at Eden.
Ask him that first.
Yeah, my fault. I'm trying to get everybody a bag.
Tell him I sent you.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
It's $1,500 for the first 10 minutes of the tape.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got the rate, he'll tell you.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Nah, but as I'm watching all of these old tapes, I'm like, yo, family is very beautiful, right? And obviously, I'm watching from a new perspective, and these people came here 30 years ago. But it posed a question that a lot of families do not get together the way that they used to. I feel like before they used to find any fucking excuse.
Yeah.
Whether it was a baptism, you got a new job, like no matter what, everybody just wanted to be together. So I posed a question on Instagram and I wanna ask you guys, what is it that you think could be one of the driving things that's happening where people just don't get together no more? What do you think, if this happens in your family, what is one of the reasons? And out of like the 60, I shortened them down to the top 5. The first one is the inability to resolve conflicts. There's a lot of like hidden resentment, ego, pride. People don't know how to say sorry. That's the first one.
That's true, bro. You could fry a plátano wrong and all of a sudden aunties are not talking for years. Yeah.
That shit is the town gossip.
Yeah.
The second one is capitalism. A lot of people feel overwhelmed. They don't have time. They feel extremely busy. And they also feel like there's a lack of effort on a lot of people's different parts.
Yeah.
The third one is the loss of the grandparents or the head of the family.
Mm-hmm.
That's a major one that I was like, okay, huge. I understand.
Yeah.
The fourth one was they don't trust their family and they feel judged by them. So when you go into like a fucking family reunion and people are being overly critical about you, your looks, your relationships, your sexuality, your jobs, that makes people not want to fucking see you.
Right.
And then the last one was land dispute and fighting over money.
Yeah. So I think the one I agree with the most is like the money one. Hmm. There's no bread to do anything. And also people are too busy surviving to cultivate community within their own families. There's weddings and shit that I wasn't able to make it to because it's like, bro, I can't fly out there.
Yeah.
I ain't got the bread for all that.
Yeah.
Where I'm gonna stay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's shit like that. Where it's like
I wanna go.
Yeah, you know I'm saying, but people ain't got the bread for all that. And then also there's another thing. Somebody very close to me, who is very successful, does well for herself, feels like the other thing, like they feel judged for who they are. That's another super important one, especially in Caribbean families, because it's like, yo, you could be totally on top of the world and have everything going for you, and as a woman, if you're not married with kids, you're seen as like, oh, you're not doing nothing with your life.
Despite you being
fully independent, not needing shit from nobody, and successful in every other right, if you don't fulfill these traditional sort of roles, then you're seen as like some failure or whatever. And like if you're gay or trans or whatever, or different from the norm in any way, it's like it don't mesh well with the family. And what was the last one?
The last one was money and property.
Land disputes? Yeah. Oh, no, no. The one before that was losing the grandparent, the right?
Oh, yeah. That's like the matriarch of the family.
That is fucking exactly what happened to my family, bro.
Yeah.
Because like you were saying about the emotional intelligence, like my grandma did not play that shit. Like, she was like, y'all gonna talk.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, y'all gonna like, talk. Yeah. Y'all, you know, coming to my house.
Right, to or do
like,
that. Yeah.
Yo, y'all coming to my house to talk. And then it was like, if you said nah, it was like, yo, what?
Right.
Yeah. Everybody respects the grandparents. You know, and I feel saying? Like they're the glue, because everybody gets along with the grandparents. Mm. And if they're the home that you meet up at, everybody's forced to go.
Yeah.
And now, once they're not there, it's just like, oh, wait, what am I going over there?
Oh, where are we going?
I'm going over there to see the uncle that talks shit about me. I'm going over there to argue with my sister, you know, like, once they are no longer there, all of the little problems that you guys used to not care about because you love this one person, now they start to bloom.
Yo, and can we talk about how it's always a matriarch?
I was about to say,
that leadership role, as far, like that older generation, it's always a woman. 100%. It's always the grandmother.
100%.
You know what I mean? 100%. The grandfather just takes the, it's only my third day out here.
My grandfather was out of this world leader. That motherfucker walked into any room, and when he was gone, you felt it.
That was like, the shit.
He was a very powerful and active family man.
Oh, my name's Liz Bell. I'm so special. Fuck you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take it. That doesn't look like an asshole.
No, but no. It do be like that because it is very matriarchal, but like at the same time, like there's two versions of the what you're talking about. Like, it's like, yo, my grandpa was like, yo, he held it down. And like, he lived a long life and da 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 and made it happen. On my side of the family, it was like, yo, he made it happen so hard that nigga died at 38.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's just like, it's a matriarchy because all the niggas is dead. Like, because they were chopping wood and like, you know what I mean? Doing carpentry on the beach at 5 a.m. You know what I'm saying?
Dying
in this sugar cane fields and shit. Like,
what's that one meme that's like, fuck OSHA, all my homies die at work?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's like that, but Dominican.
It's crazy, bro. Because all my like great, the remaining great uncles that I got, bro, they're maimed. Like, the one got like my tio papa, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace, he passed recently, but bro, he had like a one leg for mad long that he lost in like a carpentry accident, bro. My uncle Jose like lost an arm in like a motorcycle accident. So you got these dudes just like wanting to be like, you know, providers and shit, and it's just like, how the fuck I'm gonna provide? I'm on a crutch. I got one arm and shit. I can't catch this chicken, you know what I'm saying? So it'd be reasons behind that type of shit.
Do you think it's like a generational thing, in the sense that, do you think that like millennial parents are gonna hold families together down the road, or do you think that like, yeah, go ahead.
I think if somebody, there always has to be somebody to like step in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's like sports, bro. Like, if I'm the starting quarterback, bro, and I go down, like, yo, Rainey got to be ready to go, like, and step into that role and lead the team or whatever. So when my grandmother passed, my mom like was like, yo, I'm that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because she was very close to like both.
Well, the crazy part is that you don't even give yourself that title. Like, she probably was raised into that role.
Straight up. Like, it got groomed into being like, well, yo, you the queen
not
now.
Not necessarily groomed, just that.
Well, groomed, not in like the sexual way, but like groomed, like, well, yo, we're that, grooming that, you for that, this
that's
position.
That's the thing. Men can attest to this. Words mean things. So we shouldn't use words.
Grooming is a, that's like a totally normal thing to say.
No, I know, but I'm saying it in a sexual term, it sounds a little crazy.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I do think that a lot of
prepper, huh?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of women already know when that role is going to be yours.
Yeah, and it's also not always the oldest.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Because like, oldest could be a drunk, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, my mom ain't the oldest.
Yeah, the oldest be fucking up a lot of times, and then it either falls on the middle or the youngest, because the oldest either fucks up or they get their life together and peace the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Was another thing that a lot of people said. Yeah. A lot of people said that because they grew up in toxic families or in places where they felt judged and criticized, they created their own world, and they're just like, I'm not going to participate in those things. Like, I'm just not going to be in a place where I have to be attacked all the fucking time.
Yeah, we have to be attacked or perform in front of your family, which is crazy. Like,
yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I got a weird relationship. Well, it's not weird. I feel like it's healthy, because like, I just be doing whatever the fuck I want. I don't smoke weed in front of my dad, because he'd be like, coño, that's how I know. But like, other than that, I'd be like, yo, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm very like open and honest with my parents at this age now.
Yeah.
Like, when I was younger, it was different. But like, now I would just be telling whatever. I'd be like, yo, I call my mom, like, yo, what's up? Bendición, mami. Bendición, mi hijo. ¿Cómo tú estás? yo, yo tengo un raqueña en el culo, yo.
Yeah, you know I don't think you should be stressing out like that.
Like, my ass is itching so crazy right now. I don't know what it is. Like, I never had a hemorrhoid, so I don't know if it's that. You know what I'm saying?
Tú no te entregado.
Nah.
¿Sabes eso?
Nah, no.
Maldito loco, maniático, no, coño,
yo
sucio,
no,
perro.
Yo no, yo no, yo no.
Azaroso.
Oye.
Dañándome un domingo, yo saliendo de la iglesia. Bro, estoy llamándome con esa
algo,
mierda.
Me necesitas algo. Primeramente, cuando tú pusiste...
Bájame ese dedo. Bájame ese dedo.
Está bien, no, está bien.
Miss Bell, he can't wash his ass. That's gay.
That's gay.
All right, I forgot.
All right, come
it's on the
man.
List.
Yeah, it's yeah,
Liz
Bell.
Right. It's number 38 on the list.
To quote the great Liz Bell, it's gay to be alive.
Come on.
You know what I mean?
You feel me?
You should have known that, bitch.
That's why I'm macking my shit on the FDR tonight. Check new swap tonight, bro. You're going to see my head on the middle of the highway.
Yeah. Nah, that's crazy. But one thing that really stood out to me was the land dispute, because that's something that's very fucking common. I didn't realize how common it was.
Bro, it is so common. It happened to me, like, no, well, not to me, but like between like my pops and like, because, you know, Dominican, that generation, bro, they be having 28 siblings.
Yeah,
so like, bro, and it's like there's a meme of like, this is the land that your family is like no longer speaks to each other over, and it's like a little shack in the middle of a field.
Yeah,
I'm like, bro, that was literally what happened. So my grandmother, they was like, yo, she's like diabetic and she's 98 years old, you know what I'm saying? And yo, this lady fell in a bathtub at 95, broke her arm, made a full recovery, tough.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like OG Dominican, like abuela, like mama, you know what I'm saying? With the pachuche, you know what I mean? Like fucking pulling weeds out the ground and shit.
Yeah,
like
90 degree. Yeah.
Yeah. Tough, you know what I'm saying? Look like Frederick Douglass, you know what I'm saying? Like for real.
I'm crying. Your grandmother was like George Washington Carver.
Yo, straight up. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Like she had that look.
Oh,
you know
my what I'm saying? Fucking
I'll,
God, bro.
I'll give
I'm
y'all
dead.
A photo and shit.
Holy shit.
But the shit with her was she was like, yo, I'm sick. Mm-hmm. She was like, I'm not dying in America.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't want to pass here.
That's
like,
what my grandmother said.
Yeah.
Too.
She's like, take me back home. Like, I don't want to die here. So I was like, everybody's like, okay, like, you're not going to die. Like, you're fine. She's like, nigga, I got my toe amputated. Like, I'm on the way. She was very, like, realistic.
Very self-aware.
About, yeah. So, like, because she never had, like, she was always, like, super sharp. Mm. So they built her a house in DR, in Mao, which is not like, yo, Google it. Valverde Mao. Like, you have never heard that shit in any tourist brochure that you get from DR. That shit will be 50 pages deep. You will not see Mao. You know what I'm saying? So they built her a little cinder block fucking house with, like, Mama Nena, because that was her name. You know what I'm saying? Her real name was, you know...
some crazy shit like Jeronima.
Yo, very quite literally Jeronima.
Wait,
you know what
no.
I'm
wait, like, hold on. That was her actual name?
Literally.
Jeronima. No way.
Yo.
You know
wait,
what I'm saying?
Dead ass?
Dead ass.
There's
bro.
No way that was her name.
Baldo, dead ass. Yo, Baldo Kinesis. We need a graphic for that.
Come on.
We need a graphic for Baldo Kinesis. So,
two dickheads. We have that
that's
already.
Crazy.
So, but then, like every Dominican, you know what I'm saying? She just called herself Maria. But they built the fucking house. Mama Nana, solid wood doors, cinder blocks, you know what I'm saying? Was it very modest. Two bedrooms. Nothing crazy. Nothing that you would fight over. You know what I'm saying? There was no koi pond. You know what I'm saying? There was nothing crazy going on. But yo, that fucking little shack in the middle of the fucking campo, bro, was like enriched uranium to these niggas, man.
Yeah.
Like they were like, yo, nah, but D.O., my piece and your piece and what you... And my pops was like, yo, what we should do is give it to your aunt, because your aunt, she never got married. She never did. Like, you know what I mean? Like she basically... sacrificed half of her life to take care of my grandmother. So it was like, yo, it's only right. My pops was like, yo, hold on, we should give her, the house should be hers, and then everybody's copacetic, and that's it. That's the end of the story. Not sell the shit and divide 28 pesos. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, here's a fucking tomato Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Like, you're not really making money off this. So that ended in like a 6 month like ice out, like cold war.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Where like motherfuckers was just like not talking to each other, like not going to functions. When before it was just like, yo, Domino, yo, we getting drunk, yeah. And I was just like, damn, bro. Like,
yeah.
Nah, it's over sick, that, bro. That is such a nasty conversation. Like, I hate when somebody dies and you see like greed come out of people. Instead of people grieving, they're like looking for the things that they that are theirs. You know, like my grandfather passed away and he left us. Well, not that he left us. He created a pool house with a few rooms for us to go whenever we were in DR. Now, this was specifically created on land my grandmother and grandfather grew up in. He built this. Well, they built this. My grandmother and my grandfather built this for their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and whoever comes from them. They just wanted people to be able to visit somewhere when they went to the Dominican Republic. So now I see, like, oh, shit, we do have some form of generational wealth, you know? So I do want to ask you, like, is that something that you can see you doing for your own kids, even though you do see how sometimes it ends? Like, do you think that your kids will be able to handle some shit like that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my shit is just like, I'm not an asshole. So I'm not like, yo, I'm rich. Like, I got money. Y'all ain't got money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do say that sometimes. I'm lying.
I would too.
When I find out like you spent $100 on Robux without asking me, then I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on here? Yeah. Like, you ain't got this, that's not your money.
I'm writing your ass out the will.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. Yeah. Like, yo, your 529 is mine. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm taking all that money. I don't give a fuck about the penalties.
Well,
it's like a weird, you know what I'm saying? Because you want them to get it on their own. You want them to develop that hunger. Because this is something I talk about with, like, everybody. Like, everybody that's, like, made it out the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like, to use a very old phrase. But, like, when you make it out the hood, it's just, like, there's expectations. You know what I'm saying? Like, your kids. And, yo, and also, as a dad, I'm like, yo, fam. Like, my dad had the same mentality. Like, yo, I'm coming from here. I'm going over here to give something to my son that's better than what I grew up in. So I'm like, all right, bet. Like, let me do the same thing for y'all. But there's like a cap on that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, yo, fam, like, hold on. Yo, all right. Like, you niggas got a pool.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't ask me for stock options and shit like that. Don't act, you know what I'm saying? Like, weird shit. Like, yo, can you invest in? No.
Yeah.
No.
Figure it out.
Figure the shit the fuck out. Figure,
like, I did this.
Yeah.
Because you figured the rest out.
Yeah.
But also, I think...
I figured this shit out. My pops fucking fixed refrigerators. Yeah. He didn't tell no fucking jokes. I mean, like, he did in the van, you know what I'm saying? But that nigga was never on, like, at the cellar, like, killing. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, find your own way, man.
Yeah, to Liz's question, to answer your question, like, yeah, I trust my kids to figure it out. Because what I've done, actually, is I made a hex jar with my own photos, my hair, some of my spit, some stuff. And then what I did was I sealed it with a soul trap.
Hair?
So if they don't figure... Yeah. So if they don't... from like a decade ago. Yeah. I've been working on this for a long time. I put some bees in there too. I put a wasp. It's crazy. I put some straw on the bottom. I lit a little fire and then trapped the smoke in there. So what happens when I die, if they don't figure this shit out, my soul will then get trapped in the jar. And then I will be restless for all of eternity. So I'm going to show up in their dreams like, nightmare, until they figure that shit out.
Jesus Christ.
So that's,
you bum bitch.
Yeah.
See?
That's you guys want to fight over this two-bedroom co-op? Now look at me.
You know? Yeah.
I think
so now I'll never know paradise, but that's okay.
Your kids will figure it out. Your kids are very smart.
Thank you.
And I think if you raise like emotionally intelligent kids, or you know, I feel like parents sometimes you make your children's fight. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like they'd be putting kids against each other, so I feel like that creates a lot of weird fucking tension. People grow up, they don't really fuck with each other.
Yo,
it gets very, very weird in that area, bro.
Yo, it's funny that you said that because like I'm very cognizant of that because I grew up very close with my siblings.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? My sister, my brother, bro, I'll die for them like today. Like, you know what I'm saying? So when I tell my kids that, I get like emotional and shit because I'm like, yo, I see them fighting and shit. I'm like, you motherfucker.
Yeah,
I was like, you little fucking bitch ass nigga. Let me tell you something. Come here, nigga. Let me tell you something. I was like, yo, let me tell you something, bitch. I was like, when you step out this motherfucking door, don't nobody give a fuck about you.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Except me, her, and them.
Yeah.
Okay. So and my mom, papa, and you know, grandma and grand, they not here. The motherfuckers that standing next to you every motherfucking day is your brothers and your sister. So you motherfuckers better lock in. Y'all, it's for y'all motherfuckers, man. You pick who's Leonardo, who's Donatello, who's Raphael, who's Michelangelo, but cowabunga, motherfucker. Because y'all gotta hold each other the fuck down. Because if you don't, nobody will, bitch.
That's a fucking fact. But also let them fight. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, nah.
I
set it up. I'm like, yo, listen, hold on. Time out.
Bring in the cops.
Time out.
Fucking got him.
Yo, time out. It was a long con.
Yeah.
They got me. Dyphus.
Yeah.
CPS.
That's right.
suck my dick. I'll take him down. I'll be like, yo, listen, throw the gloves on, bro. Slug it out. You know what I'm saying? But then y'all got to shake hands and be like, yo, you know what I mean? It's over. Yeah. Like, whatever the fuck it was, it's over now. Like,
and
you
it
got
also,
that shit out.
It
like,
also never be that serious.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's like little shit.
They be like, fighting, bro, yeah, they be fighting over little kid shit.
Yeah, like bro, yeah. You're duffing him because he ate the last blueberry yogurt, mm-hmm. and you only like the strawberry. Like, you only like the blueberry. He fucks with both, but he wanted blueberry today. So now y'all in a life or death battle because of a go-gurt, nigga.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what I had a conversation with my cousins the other day because they was fighting, and I was like, listen, y'all could do that. The little banter, the little joking, the little slapping each other, you know, playfully, go crazy. But realistically, when y'all get older, it will get better if y'all don't turn out to be assholes. And these are the people that you're going to need in your corner.
100%.
Like, these are the people that you're going to need to look over you, you know?
Yeah.
I think about how me and my siblings grew up, and just speaking about of generational wealth, to me, Andy being in the spotlight, Andy being able to do all these things, when he opened up for Bad Bunny, he had me come in as his camera woman. I am his camera woman, but they have videographers.
Yeah.
You know, they have people who can record and do all this shit. He doesn't necessarily need me, but he fought for me to be there. So to me, like, it is a form of nepotism, you know, that he can bring me along with the things, but It brings up the wider conversation. What is fucking nepotism, bro? What is it?
What is a dictionary
definition? And when does it get to a point where you're just like, all right,
so
hold on.
Yeah, so the actual literal definition of nepotism is the practice among those with power or influence of favoring relatives, friends, or associates, especially by giving them jobs. Like, mm-hmm. that's the biggest...
That's exactly what just happened. Yeah. That's exactly what just happened.
Yeah, that's the literal textbook definition of nepotism.
Yeah.
But I guess colloquially we've sort of added on the addition of when they don't deserve it.
Yes. I feel like that's
nepotism.
I mean,
for
Meryl tells the story all the time of like being in these rooms with these executive producers and all these people who have millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And they get paid millions of dollars, but they are dumb as fuck.
They got into
these positions because they knew somebody.
Bro,
you know?
I saw that shit firsthand, bro. Every postseason, like breakdown of who's staying, who's moving up, whatever. Bro, there was people in that writer's room, and I say this in quotes, making fucking six figures, bro, who didn't do a fucking thing. And they were clocking Meryl about me making my pennies compared to that shit.
Yeah,
it's like, bro,
crazy.
Now I gotta get
on a mic.
Yes, yes!
Because guess who never signed an NDA, even though they tried to pressure me to, and I left $300,000 on the table for.
Uh-huh. Yeah, pressure worked.
Fun fact, fun trivia about Deez and Meryl, and Meryl can back me up here too because he didn't sign his NDA. There was no script. There was a writer's room that season one cost over $2 million, and they couldn't write scripts for Deez and Meryl, so there was no script.
Mm. Right.
Wow.
Right.
The script, which was the shooting script, literally all the words in it were just the sound on tape. So if when they played a video clip, it was just the sound in the video clip.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Dog, see?
Yeah.
You ever watch Sopranos when they put the two little
By the way, New York,
in?
Your taxpayer dollars like subsidize that shit.
Hey.
That's
total waste
Enjoy
of money.
Enjoy that, New Yorkers.
Total see? Waste of money.
Yo.
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing that I can't get. Well, like, you don't need a writer's room when people are naturally fucking funny. Like, and I feel like that, you know, the TV world is different. I don't know what the fuck y'all be doing. But I hate when you have black and brown people who are naturally fucking hilarious in their own world. And then you have these pink faces come up to you like, actually, you know what would be really fucking funny?
Say the N-word two more times.
Yeah.
A victory light. A victory light.
If I was in that position, you know what? If I like, are you helping your kids if you're rich? Yeah.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. Because you know what else, bro? Nobody pocket watches like a broke bitch, bro.
No.
Nobody
man.
Fucking pocket watches like a broke bitch. How about you worry about that GoFundMe campaign that you're running for your emotional support gopher instead of worrying about what the fuck I'm doing with my bread for my children?
That part.
Shit is fucking annoying, bro.
And like, yo, when you coming out from the trenches, bro, putting your kid in position to win is like, It's a form of nepotism, but it's not evil nepotism. Evil nepotism is what fucking Andrew Cuomo's doing right now, because this motherfucker had the audacity to put in the text and on the internet forever, in case you forgot, I'm Andrew Cuomo, son of Mario, grandson of Andrea. Welcome to the heavyweight bout, Zorn Ron K. Mam Danny. This is a two-man race. You look tired already. It's just the second round, buddy.
Did he lose?
Yeah.
And now the motherfucker just rejoined? Yeah.
Bro, you lost.
Yeah.
Like, you like the guy that's like, yo, nah. Nah, come on.
Hold on. You're like the guy that instigates the battle and then sues his record company.
Yeah.
You're like that guy. Yo, it's so funny, bro. Yeah. Cuomo accusing Mamdani of nepotism is like when the Joker be accusing Batman for his existence. Like, he'd be like, there would be no me without you. If I was Batman, I'd be like, dude, you blew up a hospital. What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you even saying?
What the fuck are we talking about? Is this guy for real?
I mean, yes, in a way.
Yeah, but no, you
caused my trauma.
No. Let's get something straight, bozo.
It has nothing to do with my parents.
No, you blew up a children's hospital.
Wait, are we talking about the Joker or Israel?
Oh, shit.
My fault. What they said over here on the paper.
Hey, moving right along.
So
this motherfucker fixed his fucking wrinkly ass, fucking droopy drools, his jowls.
Yeah, fucking slow-mo.
To say this about Zorro Mandani. You grew up rich and married and even wealthy abroad. You've had weddings on 3 continents. That's crazy. I had one wedding and it was very, you know, I mean, Jeffrey Epstein was there, but that's neither here nor there. You own property in LGBTQIA+ murderous Uganda. How dare you? You make $142,000 a year, which is what I pay for my parking space, plus stipends, and your wife works too. What the heck? Meaning you together make likely well over $200,000, which is what I give my daughter every Saturday to go do blow. But no matter which way you cut it, Zoran Mamdani is a rich person. You are actually very rich.
Bro, what the fuck? That is the wildest pocket watching I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Grabbing fannies and killing grannies,
again,
bro. Andrew Cuomo.
You blew up a hospital.
Like
that's the analogy, bro.
Come on, dog.
What the fuck?
Like, dog, you're
a sex pest.
Dog, you're a sex pest. You killed a myriad of titties and grannies. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing, gang?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
which
fuck
is it's, that is shit is rich. Him talking about nepotism when Because to me, nepotism has to lead directly to what you about to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like you were saying, like, yo, Andy pulled me out to do camera work. That's in the same medium. You know what I'm saying? So that's like nepotism, but you deserve it. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
And your kids deserve it. This motherfucker, he grew up his whole life and his pops was the guy. I can't even, I try to like think about this shit last night. Like, you know what I mean? Like to try to formulate, you know what I mean? And come up here ready. And I was just like, Doug, I can't even think about that. Like, I can't even fathom. Yo, my dad is the governor of New York. And I'm going to sit up here and be like, nah, yo, I got it out the mud.
Yeah, I got the shit out the mud. Like,
I got it. I made it happen for myself.
You know that we can see you, right?
Yeah.
Like, we can see you.
Why is he talking like a... Okay, listen. You cannot accuse somebody of nepotism when you can... In real life, talk like a Game of Thrones character and be like, It's I, Andrew Cuomo, son of Mario, grandson of Andrea of House Cuomo. That's literally you.
It's insane, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Come on, gang. You know what you're doing, fam.
That's what happens when you have evil nepotism, because his dad was, you know, a governor, and now you got this bitch ass Andrew Cuomo wreaking fucking havoc on us, you know? It's like Northwest at the Lion King show.
Listen,
sometimes you set your kids up for failure by trying to make things easier for them.
And that's the shit. I'm like, yo, I'll do that for you, and like the lesson will be you're gonna fall flat on your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, yeah, go ahead. Oh, you wanna be Simba, bitch? Okay. Go right ahead. Go do your thing.
Nah, you don't do that shit. Not in front of 30,000 fucking people.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Look at Blue Ivy. She wanted to be a part of Beyonce's dance show. She wanted to be at the live concerts, and Beyonce was like, absolutely
not.
You're
not ready.
You're a child. You want to be up there because you see us working hard. You see the fans. But you're not ready for that. Can you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning for 6 days straight?
Can you rehearse
for 13 hours? And guess what? You can prove to me that you want the shit as bad as the people who are being paid for it. Then you could come on and prove yourself.
That part. And that's especially important to media, because my kids be like, yo, I want a YouTube channel. I want this. I want that. I'm like, motherfucker, shoot this.
Yeah.
Shoot your sister talking about her makeup routine or her little skincare, whatever, because she don't use makeup. She does like fake lotions and shit. Shoot your sister talking about her fucking skincare routine, because she does this shit all the time on her iPad by herself. Mm-hmm. Do it.
Yeah, Adrian, you shoot it. Meryl Jr., you block the shot. Yeah. Avery, you figure out the lighting.
Yeah, you hold the fucking whiteboard, to bounce the light correctly, you fucking bozo. I was like, if you can't do all of that, you ain't getting a fucking dime from me to start this shit.
You gotta really start with what you have, bro, and see if you really want that shit.
That motherfucker still got supercomputers in your hands.
Yeah, like, you're not gonna obviously make your child go through difficult fucking hurdles that you didn't have through, or to make their life harder. I don't think that you should do that.
I don't believe in like the whole paying dues.
You know how some people be rich and they make their children struggle or pay them rent?
That's stupid.
Like, to teach them money, and it's just like, yo, that motherfucker making $27 a week, and you taking half of that.
Yeah.
Do you feel me? And then when they say, like, yo, my pops is so-and-so, they be like, nah, you lying, nigga, because look at your shoes.
Right.
Not too much on cooked force culture. Yeah. Not too much on cooked forces culture, all right?
What we got today? What we got on the feed today? We got Doc Martens?
We got the low-top
docs?
Yeah, we got the low-top foreman docs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's right, baby. With the platforms.
You got the deadliest catch ones.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of doctors and matters of health.
Shit.
Yeah.
Have you seen RFK Jr.'s new workout videos?
Listen. Speaking of fucking Nepo babies, god damn.
Yeah.
The Kennedy
another Nepo baby.
Yo, them niggas is a Nepo baby.
Cuomo's also technically a Kennedy by marriage as well, so.
Yes. Yeah. And Cuomo's connected to the Kennedy. Bro, they the fucking Amazon of Nepo babies.
I was going
to
say.
Like, they just pumping them out. Like, you want a Kennedy? Bro, there's going to be one on your door in 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Here's the tracking number. Like, it's crazy. But this motherfucker, what really fucks me up about him, it's not even the nepotism.
It's not even the fact that he talks like a fucking alien from Men in Black.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's fine. Whatever. I'm accustomed to it at this point.
You know what I'm saying?
He talks like the Roach guy from Men in Black 1. Yeah.
My favorite thing was people not knowing who RFK was, hearing your impression, and then tagging me like, yo, wait, he did sound like this.
That's not just
Meryl's impression.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
He really sound like that.
So, bro, like, listen, I was going to say I work out, and then I was going to be like, yo, a lightning bolt was going to come straight through that top of that shit and hit me in the top of the head. But when I do exercise, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, do y'all be exercising?
Yeah, all the time.
I'll be going on my little walks.
Walks and shit. Like, there's apparel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, are you not throwing on a cocktail dress, you know what I'm saying, to go for a walk? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know you're not, you're not doing a fucking Zumba class in the deadliest catch ones, bro.
Nah, definitely not.
Definitely not. You putting on sneakers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some fucking leggings, mm-hmm. whatever the fuck, athletic gear.
Yeah.
This motherfucker works out like he's in the yard.
In Lee jeans.
In Lee jeans. Levi jeans.
Yeah.
Yo, look at your trousers, fam.
Yeah, yeah. Look at your... Oh my god.
He almost a karate trousers fam.
Yo, bro. Bro, I imagine RFK's workout playlist gotta be crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. You know it's some genuine in that motherfucker, bro. He'd be like, tell me, is there any 5G for me in those jeans?
And I love it. Bro, he's working out barefoot with no shirt and jeans.
Bro,
and
I know this is also the motherfucker who tried heroin to focus in high school, no?
Yeah.
This motherfucker has lived a long life we have not been privy to.
Dang.
Bro, I'm telling you.
He's like evil men. He's like, he's the man with shit that's like evil. Like, men's like doing good stuff. Like, this motherfucker out here doing like killing whales, like fucking walking barefoot in bathrooms. Like,
bro, RFK and Hunter Biden are the Griselda of white people, though.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Oh, my God. Hey, yo. Yo, boom.
Yeah.
Just like, yo, that's just like... RFK hit the heroin to focus and be like, whoa.
Yeah, whoa. Now, RFK be like, that's old Virgil, right? Brick on my brick.
What you got to be going through, bro, to use heroin to make you focus?
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah.
Fam, and this is the craziest shit, because like, yo, I feel like even, I was going to say 10 years ago, fam, like 5 years ago, if you would have been like, yo, I want to be the head of like health in the country, whatever. Mm-hmm. I did heroin. That immediately is like, oh, nah, sorry, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yo.
Publicly? Like, you could hide and do heroin, but publicly, motherfucker?
What?
Maybe he's just sick of seeing the ghost of his grandfather be like, I'm disappointed in the trajectory of your life. Maybe he's sick of seeing
John F. Kennedy's ghost, but like after he got boomed.
Yeah.
So it's just David Lynch and shit, with the head hanging off and shit.
It's Cronenberg like, body horror.
He's like, hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looks like Jack from An American Werewolf in London when like he starts showing up in his crib and he's all zombied up and like, fucked up. Yeah.
Sweating and shit. She looked like Shorty from Hereditary.
Oh yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
This man, weird eyeballs and shit, like markings.
Yeah.
You look crazy. But I know he finished that workout. Cause you know you put your phone down and shit, you put playing your music and shit, you're not really paying attention to your phone when you're working out. He picked that phone up, boy, he was just like, let's fucking go.
Yep.
Because fucking Walmart has done a recall on their Great Value, on certain variations of their Great Value shrimp, because it's radioactive.
That's exactly what be going through my mind. Whenever I hear that word, I'm like, damn, what song they playing?
What song is that?
Yeah.
I don't even know what song that is, bruh. It's just that... Oh my god.
Of course, man knows.
Damn, bro. Now I'm embarrassed.
Imagine that phone call, like, to RFK. He's like, what do you mean? So you're telling me,
sir,
Walmart.
Sir. What?
Yeah.
I have some news for you, sir.
What's going on?
It could be good. It could be bad. It depends on how you take it.
You're making me late to the trap house. What's going on?
So, there's been an issue with Walmart's shrimp.
Yeah, well, it's about it. I'm eating it right now, actually. I'm having it. It's delicious.
Okay, well, I suggest that you stop immediately because it is radioactive. There's isotopes. Listen, this is the Trump administration, so I don't know what the fuck an isotope is. But I heard that it was a bad thing, and it was a nuclear bomb radioactive thing. Geiger meter counter. There's a lot of words in this application that I don't understand because Trump hired me, and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I used to work at Wendy's on Route 4.
So you're telling me? You're telling me a shrimp irradiated this rice?
Yo, dog. Fam. Yo, so yeah, radioactive shrimp at Walmart, dog. That's where we at. 2025, y'all. You know what I mean? Like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
2026 is right around the corner. Yeah. Hopefully the shrimp is not radioactive any longer. First of all, I want to try to understand.
Mm-hmm.
How does food become radioactive?
I feel like Min has the answer to that.
Yeah. It's Min. Min did it.
That's it. He's like, yeah. He's
Min,
like,
not too much of my plot to destabilize the country.
Destabilize Walmart. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, with one isotope.
Yeah.
I will take down the American government.
Yeah. Yeah. Waltons will fall.
The Waltons, you are crumble.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doug. Yo, radioactive shrimp, man, is at Walmart. I don't know if it's a good... Listen, you might want to cop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you want to start a nuclear program in your garage,
yeah,
just cop mad cocktail shrimp, bro.
Yeah, that's our bad advice for the day. We always got at least 10.
You know at least saying? 10 of them, you know what I'm saying?
Start a power plant.
Listen, what you do is you get a centrifuge, right? And then you put all of the radioactive shrimp inside the centrifuge. You know, kind of like when you get blood work done and then they put it in the thing to separate the plasma from the blood cells. Do that. Put the shrimp in a blender. Put the blended shrimp into the centrifuge. Then what you do is you compress it. You put it under a hydraulic press so you can get a shrimp reactor core. And then you get nuclear energy like that, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Now you got to pay the Con Ed no more.
No more, bro.
You're welcome.
Or you might grow a third arm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, we'll figure it out once we get over there.
You got to roll the dice sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to step in a little bit of shit if you want to get some new shoes. You know what I mean? So,
what the fuck? Yes. Shout out to Dick Tracy. You know what I'm saying? It's Victory Life, bitch.
Victory Life, baby. You know what time it is, baby. The human do-rag flag. The super bitch of New York. The yap god, rap god. We got Nina. We got Min. We got...
Hassan Insane in the building. God damn.
You know what I'm saying? We got Redacted in the building. And we got... Victor, the super producer.
Yes, Sirski.
The mafioso italiano bravino. Skibidi babidi bino.
So, yeah. Bombadillo crocodilo. You know what I'm saying?
We out this motherfucker, baby.
Love y'all. Yes, que Dios lo bendiga.
Okay? Yo, listen.
Don't listen to him.
A victory light. A victory light.